يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا الذين اتخذوا دينكم هزوا ولعبا من الذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبلكم والكفار أولياء واتقوا الله إن كنتم مؤمنين.
Believers, do not take for your allies those who make a mockery and sport of your faith, be they those given the book before you or other unbelievers. Fear Allah if you indeed believe.
وَإِذَا نَادَيْتُمْ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ اتَّخَذُوهَا هُزُوًا وَلَعِبًا ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ.
And when you are called to pray, they take it for a mockery and a sport. That because they are a people who do not understand, they take it for a mockery and a sport.
When they hear the call to prayer, the unbelievers make fun of it by mimicry. They pervert its words to ridicule it and utter disparaging and taunting remarks about it.
قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ هَلْ تَنْقِمُونَ مِنَّا إِلَّا أَنْ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْنَا وَمَا أُنْزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَأَنَّ أَكْثَرَكُمْ فَاسِقُونَ.
Say to them, people of the book, do you hate us for anything else except that we believe in Allah? And in the teaching which has been revealed to us, and in the teaching which was revealed before. Indeed, most of you are transgressors.
قُلْ هَلْ أُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِشَرٍ مِّن ذَلِكَ مَثُوبَةً عِندَ اللَّهِ مَنْ لَعَنَهُ اللَّهُ وَغَضِبَ عَلَيْهِ وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ وَعَبَدَ الطَّاغُوتَ أُولَئِكَ شَرٌّ مَكَانًا وَأَضَلُّ عَنْ سَوَاءِ السَّبِيلِ.
Then say to them, shall I tell you about those whose retribution with Allah will be even worse? They are the ones whom Allah has cursed and have incurred His wrath, and some of whom were changed into apes and swine, and who serve the false deities. Such have an even worse rank and have strayed farther away from the right path.
وَإِذَا جَاءُوكُمْ قَالُوا آمَنَّا وَقَدْ دَخَلُوا بِالْكُفْرِ وَهُمْ قَدْ خَرَجُوا بِهِ وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْتُمُونَ.
Whenever they come to you, they say, we believe, whereas in fact they come disbelieving and go away disbelieving, and Allah knows all that they hide.
وترى كثيرا منهم يسارعون في الإثم والعدوان وأكلهم السحت لبئس ما كانوا يعملون.
You will see many of them hastening towards sin and transgression and devouring unlawful earnings. Evil indeed is what they do.
لولا ينهاهم الربانيون والأحبار عن قولهم الإثم وأكلهم السحت لبئس ما كانوا يصنعون.
Why is it that their scholars and jurists do not forbid them from sinful utterances and devouring unlawful earnings? Indeed, they have been contriving evil.
وقالت اليهود يد الله مغلولة غلت أيديهم ولعنوا بما قالوا بل يداه مبسوطتان ينفق كيف يشاء وَلَيَزِيدَنَّ كَثِيرًا مِّنْهُمْ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ طُغْيَانًا وَكُفْرًا وَأَلْقَيْنَا بَيْنَهُمُ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَاءَ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ كُلَّمَا أَوْقَدُوا نَارًا لِلْحَرْبِ أَطْفَأَهَا اللَّهُ وَيَسْعَوْنَ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَسَادًا وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُفْسِدِينَ
The Jews say, "The hand of Allah is fettered. It is their own hands which are fettered, and they stand cursed for the evil they have uttered. No, His hands are outspread. He spends as He wills. Surely the message that has been revealed to you from your Lord has increased many of them in their insurgence and unbelief. And so, we have cast enmity and spite among them until the day of resurrection. And as often as they kindle the fire of war, Allah extinguishes it, and they go about trying to spread mischief on earth, whereas Allah does not love those who spread mischief." The Jews say, "The hand of Allah is fettered."
To say that someone's hands are tied in Arabic usage means that he is niggardly, that something prevents him from being generous and bountiful.
It is their own hands which are fettered.
They accused God of miserliness from which they themselves suffered and for which they had become notorious.
وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَكَفَّرْنَا عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ وَلَأَدْخَلْنَاهُمْ جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ
Had the people of the book only believed and been God-fearing, we should surely have effaced from them their evil deeds and caused them to enter the gardens of bliss.
وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ أَقَامُوا التَّوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنْجِيلَ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ لَأَكَلُوا مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ وَمِنْ تَحْتِ أَرْجُلِهِمْ مِنْهُمْ أُمَّةٌ مُقْتَصِدَةٌ وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ سَاءَ مَا يَعْمَلُونَ
Had the people of the book observed the Torah and the Gospel and all that had been revealed to them from their Lord, sustenance would have been showered over them from above and would have risen from beneath their feet. Some among them certainly keep to the right path, but many of them do things that are evil.